Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Do your team members know what future roles will be available in your business? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so that you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to revisit a topic I shared with you some 27 weeks ago. It's a topic that comes up again and again as I try to help clients solve their hiring and retention challenges, and I thought it was worth another discussion this week. The question I asked 27 weeks ago was, are your employees thinking seriously about their future role with your business? It's still a valid question, and one that as a business owner you should be asking on a regular basis. But today I want to change it up a bit and ask you, do your team members know what future roles will be available in your business? Regardless of whether they're thinking about a future role or not, do you have clarity on what your organization will look like in 3, 4, or 5 years in the future? And before you roll your eyes and give me a snarky response like, how can I know the future? Or how am I supposed to know what my business will look like? Or what am I, a fortune teller? Let me share with you why I think this is important to your business success. My first thought is, if you don't know what you want your business to look like in the future, how will you ever achieve your goals or dreams? It's like taking a vacation with the family, but not discussing first where you want to go on vacation. We're just entering the summer vacation season for many of you. Your kids just recently got out of school for the summer, and you've been making plans for your summer trip. If you want to head to the mountains, you certainly don't want to drive towards Florida. Or if you'd prefer the beach, you're not going to head to Montana or Wyoming. You're going to decide where you want to go, map out your route, pack the right gear, and only then will you get in the car and drive. The same should be true about your business. Yet many business owners don't decide where they want to go, so they don't map out their route and they don't pack the right gear. And then they're disappointed when they end up somewhere they didn't intend to be. A better approach would be for you to take some time to think about what you want your business to look like in 5 years, determine what needs to happen to get there, and identify the roles, skills, and talent you need to help you achieve your 5-year goals. My second thought on why this is important to your business success is that most employees want to know they're going to work for someone who's going somewhere. No one likes to take a job thinking that they're going to be doing that job for the next 20 years. At least not the kind of person you want to be hiring. The person you want to hire is someone who's self-motivated, enthusiastic, looking to advance, and has a big vision for what they might do in the future. That person is looking for an opportunity that shouts growth, advancement, opportunity, and future. If you want to be surrounded by the people who have a growth mindset, you've got to give them something to shoot for. You've got to give them a vision of the business you hope to create with bigger roles and bigger salaries and bigger leadership opportunities. There are two very solid reasons why you should take the time to define the future roles in your business so you can go where you want to go and so that you can go there with the kinds of people you want to go there with. If you agree with me on this, then all that's left for us to do is walk through the step-by-step process to identify what the future roles look like for your ideal business of the future. Let's break it down into four simple steps. Step number one, draw out your current organization structure. What does it look like today? If you haven't done this in a while, let me give you a couple of quick reminders. Reminder number one, always draw out your organization chart by function, not by person. And reminder number two, only put one person into each box on your org chart. If the same person handles your marketing and your sales, draw two boxes, one for marketing and one for sales, and put that person into both boxes. Someday, when you're bigger, you'll probably want two individuals leading those two areas. Likewise, if you have two people who both handle your customer service, draw your org chart with two boxes, one person in each box. Over time, as you grow, you may need or want a customer service manager who leads the team, and this is going to allow you to see the need for this more clearly. So take time to draw out your entire current organization using these simple principles as a guide. Step number two, brainstorm what you want your ideal business of the future to look like. Do this using either sticky notes or just simply make a list of the attributes on a flip chart. Do you want to be organized by geographic region or by product lines? Or by customer type? Do you want a hierarchical structure or a flatter org structure? Will you be doing every function of your business in-house, or will you be outsourcing some aspects of your business? Spend some time thinking about how fast you want to grow and how involved with your customers you want to be. These will impact the organization you will need to accomplish these goals. Once you have a solid list of attributes for your ideal future business, you can go to step three, which is to create a new, larger organization chart that represents the attributes you just defined. This org chart will likely have positions that don't exist today. There will be senior leadership roles, there'll be technical specialist roles, and there will likely be some roles that are currently done by you or some outsourced vendor today. Don't be afraid to draw out exactly what you hope to create. I find that oftentimes business owners want to be modest and conservative, but I find that this exercise is better when you're bold and aggressive. Once you have your new organization chart in front of you, it'll energize you and it'll energize your current team members. It's easy to see the opportunities that lie ahead when you see it drawn out as an organization chart. Now, step number four, share your new organization chart with your current team members and invite them to put their names in the box that they would like to aspire to in the future. This will truly get them bought in and excited about being part of your team for the long term. In some cases, you'll have team members who need some development or need to change some behaviors if they hope to fill that larger role. That's fine. This exercise will help you know what they want to do, and it'll give you the opportunity to have candid conversations with them about what they need to get better at or what skills they'll need to learn in order to be ready to fill that bigger position. The bottom line is this: having a crystal clear picture of your ideal future business is powerful. It triggers the reticular activating system in your brain, your RAS, and it will help you stay focused on making your ideal business future a reality. And translating your ideal future business into an organization chart that will support that ideal future business will inspire and motivate your current team, as well as give you clarity on the skills and talents you need to hire onto your team in order for you to make that happen. Don't underestimate the power of communicating these future roles with your current team members. Some will dismiss this exercise. Others will ask probing questions. Simply observing their reactions will tell you a lot about whether they're going to be the kinds of employees you want along on this journey with you. I hope this helps. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. This four-step process is pretty simple, but if you get stuck, just reach out and ask for some help. Also, please share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. Every business owner is trying to grow and thrive, and your gift of sharing this idea with them may be just the thing they need to keep them moving in the right direction. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss celebrating your customer's success. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.